How did he get there? Because he went through a slow gradient, one step at a time. So when you start somebody right, rule one is every situation is different, so the way you start somebody right will be different. Every person who joins as an affiliate or a member will be someplace on a scale in terms of excitement and desire to engage in the product and desire to engage in the affiliate program. On this side of the scale is the person who's still just checking it out. And on this side of the scale is the person who wants to go 100% full on. Most people are somewhere from here to this side of the scale. Therefore, the two basic rules that you always follow when you start somebody right is, number one, talk less. Don't try to impress them with what you know and how much you know. Don't give them too much information. Don't give them too much information. Talk less. Ask questions and listen. Talk less. Don't try to impress them with what you know and how much you know. Don't overload them. In the Second World War, when various Allied armies found concentration camps, they found people that were starving, skin and bones, virtually walking skeletons. And the soldiers looked at these starving people, virtually walking skeletons. You could see almost every bone in their body because their skin was just on their bones, walking skeletons. The soldiers felt so bad, they wanted to feed these people and give them food. And the officer says, stop, you're gonna kill them. Because they're hungry, they'll start eating all the food, their body isn't capable of handling it, and they'll die. You're gonna kill them. You have to feed them very slowly, just a little bit at a time. Their body has to get back and get used to it. A brand new person, when you start them right, is exactly the same. The error that you make is you overload them with information and you blow them out of the water. So talk less. That's the first rule. The second rule when you start somebody right is just tell them the next step. Really, the only thing they need to know is what to do next, what the next step is. Not 10 things, just the next thing. Now, I'm gonna give you just a couple basic things. Keep in mind, you're gonna be using these phrases when you're starting somebody right. You're starting somebody right, well, I can appreciate that. Well, you know your situation better than I do. Whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. You're using these phrases. You still have the intention. So you just want to take a person to the next step. What are the basic next steps when I sign somebody up? And Mike Siegel will tell you, because I did it with him. Blaine will tell you, I did it with him. Chris will tell you, I did it with him. Dr. Ted will tell you, I did it with him. Troy will tell you, I did it with him. Now, we have tools today that we didn't have over the last few months. But when I get somebody who wants to join, how do I get them started right? Keeping in mind, I have very little time anyway, which quite frankly is advantageous because it makes me make sure I don't talk too much because I don't have a lot of time. See, you have all the time in the world. You just sponsored one person. You have nobody else to talk to, so you basically mother hen that person and just live with them. And you think, I'm going to build this person into a 5-star. No, you're not. So what should you do now based on the tools that we have? What are some of the things based on where that person is on the scale? Based on where they are on the scale, what should you do? What is their next step based on where they are on the scale? What should their next step be? I'll give you a couple potential next steps based on where they are on the scale. And this is where you're playing doctor prescribing, because you're assessing the situation, you're assessing them, and you're figuring out what is the right thing to tell them that's their next step. With the basic rules, you're not talking too much, you're not impressing them with what you know, you're not impressing them with how much you know, and you're not overloading them with information. So one thing you should give a person, based on where they are in the scale, is the Your Next Move Pack, which is brand new, so we didn't even have this before. This is good, because especially if they're on this end of the scale, they're still checking it out, correct? They still have, if they're still checking it out, Where are they in terms of level of belief that the industry can make people millionaires? Probably not that high. They have no level of belief in the leadership. They haven't met any, so it's zero. What is their belief in the product? Probably, if they liked it, your wish is your command, maybe it's a little, but they don't even know what the product is yet, so pretty low.